My name is William Cronin, and I'm a professor of history, geography, and environmental studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Tell us, first of all, how the website came to be. As we said, it's quite impressive, and I'm assuming there was a considerable investment there.
Yeah, there were a couple of very far-sighted visionary donors in Florida, interestingly. Eleanor and Peter Blitzer. Eleanor grew up in the Shorewood neighborhood next to the Lakeshore Nature Preserve and was very concerned that it be protected from development, and held the view, and I agree with her, that the best way to do that is to help people know and understand and love the place better so that they'll be better advocates for it.
And is the Lakeshore Nature Preserve under any types of pressure at this point? The campus continues to grow. There's a great deal of construction. Is there pressure on it?
I would say there is always potential pressure on on land that, from one point of view, looks open and empty. Just in the last 5 years, there have been two proposals to construct new buildings, either next to or really almost within the boundaries of the preserve. And although those efforts were pushed back, one of my views is that land conservation really requires eternal vigilance. So by building a website that helps people think of the preserve as a very special place that it would be inconceivable to build on, we support that work of protecting the place.
What is it specifically about the preserve, about its flora, if you will, that makes it unique?
Well, I think I would say that those of us who love Madison, Wisconsin, and the University of Wisconsin as an institution would generally believe that one of the things that's so special about the university is its relationship to Lake Mendota. And the Lakeshore Nature Preserve represents more than 4 miles of shoreline that the university owns and that in many ways defines the campus, the views of the campus, the perspectives, the constant perspectives one gets on Lake Mendota, the view out to Picnic Point, the view back from Picnic Point. Anybody who knows Madison knows that those make this place unique. So it's partly the views, it's partly just the fact that we have a kind of wild land right within the boundaries of the campus. It's very, very unusual.
Is there anything similar that we can point to either at other major universities or other, I guess, large to medium-sized cities around the country where we've got this much shoreline contained in an urban area?
I don't know of any other campus that has quite this relationship to a lake and to a green space, a half square mile of land almost that is undeveloped right on the campus. There certainly are large universities that have arboreta, that have natural areas that the university owns, but I know of no others where the natural area is so central to, so defining of the campus as a whole.
Now let's talk about the website. What will people find there? And there's a lot.
There's a lot of cool stuff on the website, and I hope your listeners will just take the time to take a quick look at it, and I have a feeling that they'll be drawn into it in ways that they don't expect. And I can't describe everything. The two things that leap to my mind in response to that question, there's an astonishing interactive map, really unlike any map I know of for a natural area anywhere, including natural areas like Yosemite or Yellowstone or Central Park in New York, where you click on the map responds, zooms in on the place you've clicked on, it gives you a description of that place, it shows you photographs, you can add and subtract different thematic layers from the map. It's a hugely fun toy, but on the other hand, it's also a very powerful interpretive tool. Then on the website, there are many, many other things to explore. A couple of my favorites are a phenology section on what kinds of things you can experience at different seasons of the year in the preserve, and a layer of the map again called Have You Seen These?, which when you turn it on presents you with dozens of question marks on the map, and if you click on those question marks, it takes you to very quirky, interesting, unusual places that you might not find on your own and tells you their stories.
Professor Bill Cronin, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.